presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off. Hey.
Good morning. Turn it up, son.
Yeah.
What?
Get you amped on a first Friday.
Good morning. It is 7:37. Brock Hunter, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. And we got to get right to it.
Got a gas can full of juice over here, boy.
Good God, ridiculous. We got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite in Decatur in Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're growing and want to grow with you. Specialite here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what food does your mom make better than anybody else in the world? We're showing some love to the moms out there. I guess we had to dump this closer to Mother's Day, but whatever. It works.
So my mom, okay, want me to kick it off or you want to kick it off?
It's either way.
So real quick, we'll go back to when my mom and my dad first got married. My dad will tell you she hadn't cooked a damn thing in her life. So apparently when they first got their house, they had like no food in their house. They had nothing. My dad went out back and shot a duck. And so like the first meal she ever cooked was a duck. So this is from somebody who started from literally scratch, you know?
Yeah.
She makes the best potato soup, Brock, that I have ever had in my life. I don't think it's very healthy for you because it tastes so good.
No.
That there's no way it could be healthy for you.
Anything your mom makes that tastes good is not healthy for you, and there's a reason for that. It's all the great stuff that we're not supposed to have in one dish. That's exactly it. Well, no, you know, it makes it. So potato soup, is it from scratch, like from the start?
She does, yeah. She makes it all from scratch.
Damn.
And, it's got the, you know, the sausage in it, man, and just...
You know,
something about it. She makes a couple times a year, but every time she makes it, man, I'm over there like that.
Get it in a to-go container. Of course, you got to do that. You know, it makes sense that your mom was a terrible cook before because she's hot, so she probably didn't have to know how to cook.
You bastard.
She just had buying meals for her all the time. She didn't have to know
how
to cook.
That's what it was, huh?
Because she was a stone-cold stunner that she didn't have to have the life skill of cooking before she got married.
Is that everything given to her?
Just right there. Just a hot piece of ass that didn't need to know how to cook.
You just call my mom a hot piece of ass. What a jerk.
That's a compliment, all right? That's a good one, though. It's hard to beat a nice soup. From mom.
What's the best meal that your hot piece of ass made?
My hot piece of ass mom got. It doesn't sound right. Say, I don't know how you do that. So mine is a dessert. And my family has a major sweet tooth, especially my dad. It's insane. And I think my mom has adjusted her recipe for my father. She makes the best chocolate chip bars in the world, okay?
Ooh.
In the world. I'm telling you, man.
Chocolate chip bars is like it's like a granola bar, like the chocolate chip granola bars, but they're homemade.
No. What's the best? Take a chocolate chip cookie and then turn it into like bar form. Does that make sense? Okay.
Okay.
But it's not. It's more of a brown sugar-esque too, I'd say.
Dude, okay. Yeah. Okay, I know exactly what. So it's not the one that has the chocolate on top. No.
Not like a Special K bar. No, it's like a chocolate chip cookie in bar form. And I'm telling you what, it's probably because she doubles up on the butter and the sugar. I'm guessing that's what it is. If you go to a family get together and mom doesn't bring the chocolate chip bars, everyone's upset. Like she will ruin the holidays if she doesn't do it. So yeah, that's my. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if your grandma makes good chocolate. My mom makes the best chocolate chip bars in the world, bar none.
Nice. Yeah. I was gonna say, typically when I stay the night over there, she makes a mean breakfast.
Good for you. You know what? You happy about what you just said there?
I usually wait off for the chocolate bars until lunch.
Till lunch, yeah.
Hold on.
After she makes you a nice hearty lunch. After all your vigorous lovemaking, is that what you're saying, Hunter?
Yeah.
A real piece of trash. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We got some great answers here. What food does your mom make better than anybody else in the world? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
7:48, Brock Hunter.
It's a perfect intro for us.
It
man.
Is. Come it on. Really is. Can't even be mad about this one. It's spot on. Anyway, it is your topic of the day right now, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What food does your mom make better than anybody else in the world? Dear old mom.
Ma. Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma. The meatloaf. Blake said, my mom orders pizza like a pro.
There you go, Mom. It's always good.
He also said cupcakes. It's like they're made of clouds formed from Morgan Freeman's voice. Ooh, that's very descriptive.
Wow.
Let's see. Lee said rutabagas, plum pudding, and potato soup.
Plum pudding. I don't know if I've ever eaten plum pudding.
I sat down for a bowl of delicious plum pudding.
That's a reference nobody's going to know. That's the reason I didn't say it.
Oh, and one more thing. I don't have a brother. It was me. I ate. Let's see. What is rutabagas? I don't even know what rutabagas are.
Me neither.
You know what rutabagas are?
Mm-mm.
Some old person. That looks like.
What's it called?
It's a sweetie is a root vegetable.
What's that eat again?
It's like a turnip. Rutabaga.
A rutabaga. Rutabaga. Sounds like a car to me.
Yeah. 1986 rutabaga? Yeah. Actually, did they make a rutabaga? Maybe they did. Anyway. Let's see. Macy said chipped dried beef and gravy over flaky biscuits. Whoa. We should have done
one
this.
More time?
Chipped dried beef and gravy over flaky biscuits.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Never heard of such a thing.
We shouldn't have done this topic. I'm starving already.
Me too.
Let's see. Jessica said the best thing her mom makes is fried chicken and mashed potatoes with gravy. There's some people that make it from scratch, like fried chicken from scratch, and it hits different. It hits
so
different.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just discovered, and apparently it is a thing. I went and got fried chicken the other day. Ladies, you want some honey? I'm like, for what? Because I didn't have any biscuits with it. She's like, you put the honey on your chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, try it. You've never tried that?
Yeah, it's delicious.
So I went home and tried it, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Not like every bite, but if you mix it kind of in there, you get a little honey on there. Yeah, well, yeah, for sure.
It was every bite for me, that's for sure.
How'd Hunter
die? Glorious.
Well, this is how. Let's see. Roger said beef stroganoff. That's what his mom makes better than anyone's. Sherry said, my mom used to make some killer salmon patties. That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Salmon patties?
Yeah, maybe like a salmon cake, almost like a crab cake, but with salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we just get a clap for the moms out there real quick, you know? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here's a great thing about the moms out there. They can make it, you can have nothing that matches, but somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
That's,
they can mix and match things to make it work.
That's
unbelievable.
What my mom was just great at. Like, it was like we just had a hodgepodge of whatever was in the fridge. She'd throw like some chicken in there, this and that. And it usually tasted great, probably because of all the butter and salt in there. But hey, that's actually really what my mom made great was butter and salt in dishes. That's really what
Seriously,
it was.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom could have some hot water, a bathtub, and some Clorox wipes and make some fried chicken out of that.
Something out of it. You know? I like Joanne's answer. She said liver and onions. My mom makes a killer liver and onions. I'd like to try Joanne's mom's liver and onions because that is a dish that, when made right, is perfect.
I got a question here. Huh? Can we call it something else besides liver? I mean, at least disguise it a little bit, you know? Like, you straight up got to call it liver, huh?
Well, I mean, that's what it's called. What else are you going to call it?
I know that's what it is, but it's just not really appealing, you know?
God, I love liver and onions. And I can't make it ever at home because Kiki hates the smell. And it's so good. And you can get
you know what the liver is, right? It's a filter. You're eating a filter.
It's got all the good stuff that goes through it. It's nice and marinated.
All the booze from last year.
Exactly. Is it? No, liver and onions, man. It's so good. And you get like 30 pounds of liver for a buck. That's what's so great about it. That's
I know.
What's so great
it's because it's a liver.
Yeah. So good.
Is it soft? It just seems soft.
I'm going to make you liver and onions one of these days, all right? Ugh. And you're going to have my liver and onions. You put a little mustard on there when you... Oh, my God. It's so good. Mom, if you're listening, next time I come home, I want liver and onions. So good.
Nice.
Let's end with berries. What's a food that your mom makes better than anyone else? Barry said ice.
She makes a mean ice cube, man.
I tell you what, no one makes ice like dear old Ma. Have you tried my mom's ice cubes? They're delicious. God, mom makes good ice cubes. Love it. Anyway.
Hell, you know what? One more time. Let's chalk it up for the moms.
Hey, Ma.
Thank you. There we go.
Thanks, Ma.
Thanks, Ma.
All right. We're going to take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around.